Selectmen's meeting, October 17th, 2018.
Can everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have public comments. Andy Samborn, the Solid Waste.
That would be me.
Welcome.
It's important that you guys know right up front that I am not here representing the committee. I'm here because I was sitting there a week ago, and I watched the meeting you had with the transfer station manager, and I watched the decisions that you made, and I have a few things to say about those decisions.
Okay.
First, you're wrong. The decisions that you made were wrong. They were based on erroneous financial information. The information that you have from the Solid Waste Committee is correct. You were wrong in the way that you came about, the methodology with which you came about your decision. You were wrong because you had a set of financial information on one hand from one source, and another set of financial information from another source, and you just threw one away and said, this is it. When a situation like that exists, where there's a discrepancy of $10,000 to $20,000 between two pieces of information, it behooves you to get the people together in a meeting and work out the discrepancy and find out why there is such a difference. It has nothing to do with double trucking. It has nothing to do with fiscal year or non-fiscal year. It's that there is an error somewhere. And the third thing that I have to say is that you were wrong because in the actions that you took, you really showed a pretty lack of respect for the Solid Waste Committee. It's there. I copied out what the voters said that the Solid Waste Committee is supposed to do. I see that this year we're not needed to prepare the budget. Help prepare the budget. I see that our advice is not really listened to. I'd like to make a final comment to the effect that there are a couple of different kinds of management that we see in the world. There's a kind of management where you kind of step on people to lift yourself up. And the other kind of management is one where you use your influence to lift others up, to bring your managers and your volunteers and your committee members, and you lift them up to their greatest potential. And generally, you get the greatest, the best results when people are lifted up to their greater potential. That's how I feel about this situation. Thank you. I have a dinner date.
Okay. All right. Moving on to business. Board and committee appointments. Conservation Commission alternate Sarah Fox.
Come here, little man.
She just wants to play with the baby.
I just saw you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. What do you need me to do?
Well, so what we do usually is when we have someone that comes in to be appointed to a board, a committee, or commission, is just to come in and have a brief interview. I see you have your hands full.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
Yeah.
We read your application as far as what you'd like your involvement to be.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions for Sarah? Do you know Sarah?
We have her interest application packet.
The interview page here. So.
I've been living in town since, I think, like 1990. So it's been a long time, and I've wanted to get involved, and then I saw that the opportunity to be an alternate on the committee, and I thought that would be a nice way to get involved.
That's so, a nice bunch of people.
Yeah.
I would make a motion that we appoint Sarah Fox as an alternate member to the Conservation Commission with the term for this position from appointment until March 31st, 2021.
I'll second it. Any discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstaining, motion carries. John, we'll sway you in.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to do this a little bit differently.
Okay.
Because we're going to sit.
Okay.
Okay, so raise your right hand.
Yeah.
Well, hang on just one second. On the 17th day of October 2018, the Town of Samberton Board of Selectmen hereby appoints Sarah Fox as an alternate member to the Conservation Commission. The term for this position is from appointment until March 31st, 2021. Upon taking the oath of office and having this appointment and the certificate of oath of office recorded in the office of the municipal clerk, you shall have the powers to perform duties and be subject to the liabilities of such office until term expiration. Raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Sarah Fox.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform.
Discharge and perform.
All duties incumbent upon me.
All duties incumbent upon me.
As a member of the Conservation Commission.
As a member of the Conservation Commission.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations.
Of the Constitution and laws of the state of New Hampshire.
Of the Constitution and laws of the state of New Hampshire.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
We need you to sign right down here.
Okay. I have an assistant here. There we go. Okay.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you. Put that one right back. Sorry for the distraction.
You're fine.
Have a good night.
Have a good
Thank
night.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Have a good one.
Okay. Fire chief, new hire.
All right. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So,
we have a copy of the PF in their package.
Okay, perfect. So, as you know, we've been in the process now for about a month that the position for the second full-time firefighter has been open. We had a horrible, absolutely horrible response in the number of candidates that applied for the position. And I can only figure that this has to do with the economy and with the low unemployment rates. Everybody that's searching for firefighter positions is having the same problem we had. But on a positive note, we had one applicant that was actually an applicant in Franklin during their process. And so we reached out to him because we had no candidates. So we reached out to him, had him come in. I had a little brief interview with him myself, talked about the position, talked about the roles of the position, and whether or not he'd be interested in applying for the job. He in turn did apply for the position because normally our process is to have an oral board. Well, it's kind of hard to have oral boards when you have just one single candidate, and it's a waste, in my opinion, a waste of time to ask firefighters from other communities come in to do one interview. So we use the same interview process, the same questions, and Deputy Taylor and I did the interview with this young man. After that, we did a background check on him, checked on his references. Every chief that I talked to that has known him or interacted with him wished they had hired him. So he came in beginning of this week, did ride time with us, The responses I got from the crew that was on when he was doing ride time was outstanding. So yesterday I offered him the position and asking for you guys to sign off on his PAF. His start date would be November 5th, which would be a Monday. And we're going to do something a little differently than we've done in the past with the last two members, particularly since he's brand new to the area. He does work currently as a per diem in Campton Thornton and in Bridgewater. And he works currently full-time for Best Care, so he has to give them 2 weeks' notice. But we will have him coming in starting on day shifts, so he gets his 42 hours in that week.
As of November 5th?
As of November 5th, and then he'll start for that week. He'll work 3 days, 4 days, have Friday off, and then work Saturday for the fifth day to get his, because I want him to work some weekends, so he'll be working as a third with the other crews. And then the next week he'll do the same thing, and on the 18th of November, if all is going well, he'll go on to his regular two-on, two-off rotation. So
the only thing that I would suggest is in the PAF mm-hmm. is will you have him hired at the grade 11, step 7?
Correct.
In the amount, and then after successful completion of 6 month probation, move him to step 8 at 1838. Mm-hmm. That sentence where it says and the rest of that sentence needs to be stricken. That needs to be added to your FY20 budget because we can't approve that. A, it's the wrong amount. It's going to be the wrong amount that you're asking to budget for anyways. And B, it's after the fiscal year end.
Okay, I realize that, but it's still going to be the same labor grade. It's just going to be whatever the 2% that if that gets approved.
Right.
That's on current payroll.
Right. So this right here, I guess what I'm saying is this is creating an appropriation after the 6 month probation, after the successful completion of 12 months. You're looking for us to guarantee him at least step 9 at 1883. Is if we sign that, that's what that says. That's creating an appropriation after for monies that's not approved yet. Everyone's salary in town is contingent upon approval at town meeting.
Okay.
So to put it in here, and if say for some reason they don't approve that, they don't approve the budget, then
okay. Well, that's the way the last PAFs were done with the last two.
Because it was for a year.
Right, but they started July 1, and there right. at the end they were given another raise.
Right. So you're looking for labor grade 11 at step 7 for 1793. And then after successful completion of 6 months, which would be November, December, January, February, March, April, May,
yeah.
okay, to move him to that step grade 8 at 1838.
Okay.
June, July. June. No, June.
Yeah.
And then July 1st, you would have to add the last sentence there, whatever that is for him, into your budget. But signing it off on here is guaranteeing him that money. That's guaranteeing an appropriation beyond our fiscal capacity.
Okay. So how do you want to word the PAF?
So just
because I have to, there has to be something in there, just like I've done with all the other employees, that there has to be something in there that is going to be a step for them, so they know that there's that if they do good on their reviews, which is what it says in there as well, if they successfully complete those times, then that will occur. So. How else do you want to put it in there?
Could it be done by just striking that out and just saying that upon the 12-month he'd be moved to step 9 and don't list an amount in there?
I'm not even going to leave the step 9 in there because that gives him an amount that automatically gives an amount on the pay matrix. So if you just strike it before that, the end of the 12 months probation. You can add something like further review or.
Sometimes you add in the documents pending town meeting approval. Could you leave it with a step and say.
If we put step 9 pending town meeting approval, then that yeah. would be fine.
So, yeah, just leave.
Because.
After the successful completion of 12 months of probation, to move to step 9 pending time and approval.
Mm-hmm. Town meeting approval. Because if you do it that way, then. It doesn't lock you in at giving him a raise for anything And if there's nothing that's approved, and then it's up to the discretion of the department head.
Actually, with making sure that he successfully completes his probationary period to locks us in. Because he's still on that probationary for a year, so.
Yeah.
So after the step nine, we're just going to strike the amount.
Normal, it's normal
actually,
after
this is the original.
And it's normal after the 12-month probationary period to get an increase.
Correct. So you're saying just add at the end of that paragraph, pending town meeting approval. Really, that's all you have to.
Cross this out here.
And strike out the dollar amount.
Step nine and put pending town meeting approval. Be determined, because it could be 1883, it could be more than that, but if we guarantee him anything, then it just guarantees it, it does it without anything else. So I'll make a motion that we hire Kyle Megan for the full-time firefighter position as recommended in the personal action form by the fire chief, with the correction of the annual probation period and the step nine pending town meeting approval to be determined.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Can I just say that on Monday when he came in, he bought a dozen donuts, so he has the full support of the police.
Of course.
That's not making any points with Katie.
Yeah. None.
If you remember.
Oh, you haven't signed it.
I got to sign it.
The spreadsheet.
Unless you don't want me to
no,
sign
it.
It's
fine. I thought you had signed it first.
Well, what you bringing to the highway department? That's what I want to know.
Well. Yeah.
Don't worry, Johnny, I'll bring you something.
He's got to pass the test.
Hope you like apples.
Yeah.
Or some fruit.
So this will also be pending his physical. So
background check and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, already done. All that stuff. It came back great. Okay. He's actually a, he did get one step for me. He's a Coast Guard veteran. He's currently in the reserve as a Coast Guard corpsman. Got 10 years in the Coast Guard so far.
Nice.
So, very excited. We're very excited about having him come on board. We're actually in the process of finding him a place to stay in town. So.
Now, he doesn't live here in Sarmington.
Correct. He will have, as we've done in the past, like we did with Firefighter Carlton, he'll have 6 months to get in to cover night shifts, so he can either sleep on somebody's couch, whatever. But he'll have 6 months to do that, and then he has a year to move within the 15-minute response requirement. So as Kenny did that, and he came and slept on one of the members' couches on the nights he had to cover shift. And so it worked.
Now he's my neighbor.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. So.
All right. Okay. Where's my... This... All right, so we are going into non-public session as the next item on the agenda on RSA 91A, 3, 2A. The dismissal, promotion, and compensation of any public employee or disciplining of any such employee of the investigation of any charges against him or her unless the employee affected has a right to a meeting and to request the meeting to be open, in which case the request shall be granted. Selectman present, Selectman no, John Olmstead.
Yes.
Okay, not the yes. Motion made to enter non-public session made by?
So moved.
Seconded by North. Okay. Roll call vote to enter non-public. Selectman not here. Olmstead?
Yeah.
North, yes. Remove public meeting tape. Entered non-public meeting session at 5:16 p.m.